We continue our learning. We are at the beginning of the fifth parak of Shkolim, Parakei Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction, the Mishnah is going to list 15 names of administrators, of people who are appointed to different positions of authority in the Beis HaMikdash, had different jobs. And we're going to name them, and they have specific names, but there are three opinions as to what these names are. Some claim that these are not the names of the administrators of these positions of a particular generation, but rather these were people who are very chashuv, and we chose names of people who were very dignified in their particular position. So these names are names of people from different generations, but because of their chashivas, they mention the Mishnah. Others claim, no, this is a list of people from the days of the Mishnah, from one particular generation, but there were other people in earlier generations. And others claim that no, that these are not necessarily the names of the people at all. These were their titles, even though their names, everyone whoever had this job would earn this title and be called by this name, because this was the name that was designated for this particular job. So says the Mishnah, Elu hein hamamunim shahayu b'mikdash. These were the people who were in these positions in the Beis HaMikdash, these administrators for the various jobs, and these are their names. So we begin with Yochanan ben Pinchas, al ha-chosamos. He was in charge of the chosamos, literally means the signs, and we'll see that it's a reference to tokens that needed to be collected, which we're going to discuss in the third and fourth Mishnah in this parak. Then Achia al Hanasachim. Achia was in charge, as we'll discuss in the fourth Mishnah in this parak. He was in charge of the Nesachim. Nesachim includes wine, oil, and flour. Matisya ben Shmuel al Hapiasos. He was in charge of the lotteries. Lotteries were needed amongst the Kohanim to see who would be Zoch in what particular Avoda. Psachya al Hakinim. Psachya was in charge of the Kinim, the two Torim, two B'nai Yonah, the pigeons, the turtle doves that were needed for, let's say, for a Zav or a Yoledes. So we needed people, and there were special shofaros in the Mikdash for these. This person in charge of these kinim, it was not a simple job, because there are many halachos based on that we have Mishnayos kinim. The end of Seder Kodshim speaks about kinim, and we even look at the Mishnah Avos in the third parak says that kinim is gufei halachos, very complicated laws, and that's because if you have the birds, one's a chatas, one's an ola, and they fly and they all look the same, but you don't know which was a chatas, which was an ola, very, very complicated halachos. You needed someone who was familiar with these halachos. That was Psachya. So, and then the Mishnah says, you know who he was? Psachya Zeh Mordechai. This was the Mordechai, Baal Shan Mordechai, who we know from the story of Purim. And what we know about him, he obviously knew the laws of Kinim as well. But Lamashmo Nikrashmo Psachya, why they call him Psachya? From the word Poseach, to open. So you're Poseach B'Dvarim V'Dorashon V'Yodea Shivim Lashon. He was able to literally open things, items that were secret or things that people did not fully comprehend. He was able to open them up for people and teach them and expound upon them. He also knew all 70 languages, so he could understand anyone who had a question, had to inquire from him. He could understand it, and he can respond in their proper language as well. Then we said next person, Ben Achia al Chole Me'ayim. Ben Achia was in charge of all remedies that were needed. The Yishami explains that it was very prevalent that Kohanim would get sick. They would have stomach ailments because of the water they would drink and the meat that they would eat. So he had to make sure that they had the proper cures and remedies for the Kohanim. So that was Ben Achia. Then Nechunya, Chofer Shichin. Nechunya was the administrator in charge to ensure that they would dig enough cisterns in order to have the needed necessary water for people in the Yerushalayim, or people all the regel to Yerushalayim. And he knew where to find the water and where to dig for water. Gvini Karoz, or the Cruz, he was the announcer. What did he do? He would get every morning, Im do akonim labodaschem ulavim leduchanchem Yisrael amamadchem. He would announce, time to get up. The Levim, the Kohanim had their job. Levinim had their job. The Yisraelim, they also had their job. They would have the Ma'amados, special places to daven, and special Kriyas HaTorah. The Levim would do the singing and the playing of the instruments on the Duchen, and the Kohanim, of course, they had the Avodah. Once they heard his voice, so they would get up in the morning early. Then the Mishnah says, Ben Gever al Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of those. He would proclaim who was, when it was time to close the Sha'arim, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and they would open them based on his announcement. This was done by, he made this announcement, but the older Levim are the ones who opened and closed the Sha'arim, the gates of the Mikdash. Ben Bevi al HaPakia. Ben Bevi was in charge of the Pakia. Now, what is this Pakia? So there are different opinions what this is. The Kohanim and Levim would have a watch that they would stand in 24 different places in the Beis HaMikdash every night. Ben Bevi would walk around making sure that the people who are on watch didn't fall asleep. And if he find them asleep, he would give them malchus. So he was in charge of that. And in fact, Mishnah Midos discusses this as well, that he could, if they were sleeping under a blanket, he could burn the blanket in order to make sure that they would get awake. This was in, had to be awake for this. So that's one interpretation. The Yushamri, though, says that this is, rather, the Pakia is a reference to the wicks of the menorah. They would use the old clothing of the Kohanim and the belts of the Kohanim, and they would make psilos. They would make wicks for the menorah. So that's what it means that he was in. That's what it means. Pakia. That's what Ben Bevi was in charge of. Ben Arza ala tziltzol. He was in charge of the tziltzol, of the symbol, and this was a sign that the Levim should begin singing, Mishnah Tamin in the seventh Perek. And he was in charge of not only that, but of all the musical instruments were under his watch. Then Hugras ben Levi al Hashir. Hugras ben Levi, he was in charge of the Shir B'peh, meaning he would be in charge and lead and be the conductor of the singing. Bavli and Yoman on Lataf Laban Chesin Beis, they would say that he had some talent. He could put his thumb in his mouth. And somehow is able to had all these different voices and sounds that came out of his mouth. Very, very talented of Shir Bipet. Beis Garmu al Mas Lechem Apanim. Beis Garmu, that family was in charge on the baking of the Lechem Apanim. It had to be baked in a special shape, as we may know, those which were placed on the Shulchan every week. So they were craftsmen in that regard to make sure that they wouldn't break the bread when they pulled it out of the oven, make sure that it wouldn't spoil. And Beis Avtinos al Mas HaKtoris, we mentioned them in the past. Beis Avtinos, that family was in charge of preparing the Ktoris as well. And then Elazar ala Parochos. Elazar was in charge of the Parochos. Parochos were the curtains. Make sure they were in good condition. He would remove them if they were replace them, if they were old or worn out. And there were really 13 curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. You had one for each of the seven gates in the Azara, one for the Ulam, one for the Heichal, and two between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then another pair that they would have right above these, because the Beis HaMikdash had a second story, had a story above. And then finally, Upinchas al HaMalbush. Pinchas was in charge of the clothing of the Kohanim, Big Day Kahuna, make sure the clothing would be put away after they were done with the Avodah, to guard them and ensure if they needed new clothing that they would have them. Parakeh, Mishnah, Beis. Ein pochasin mishlosha gizbarin umishiva amar kolim. So, as we continue our discussion of the administrators of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says you shouldn't have less than three treasurers in the Beis HaMikdash, and not less than seven Amar Kolin. Amar Kolin translate as superiors. They were in charge of the supervisors of the treasurers. And they had the seven keys to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Azara. They were the ones who were in charge of that. And you couldn't open anything unless these Amar Kolin were around. Amar Kol, some say it's really, it's a no tricone. It's a contraction of Amar Kol. They say everything, they're in charge of everything, or maybe it's Mar ala Kol, the master over everything. But that was, so we have three Gizbarim and seven Amar Kolin. Venosin Srara Alatzibur Bimamon Pachos Mishnayim. You can't have any position of authority, any officers, when it comes to money, unless you have at least two people. This is discussed in Bava Basra and Daf Ches. This is learned from the fact that when we collected in the Beis HaMikdash, it says that there it mentions that we need two people. It says Vehem Yikru Es HaZahav. So they have to take the Zahav Heim. So Miut Rabim Shnayim. Minimum of that is two, based on the pasuk. Chutz mi ben Achia Shal Chole Me'ayim VeElazar Shal Aparochos. We mentioned them. What was the exception where you didn't need two? Achio, who was in charge of the remedies for the Kohanim, and Elazar, who was in charge of the Parochos, Sha'osan Kiblu, Rov, Hatzibur Alein. There, the people, the community, or most of the community, accepted them in charge, and we didn't have to worry at all. The other cases, though, yes, they were appointed by the Beis HaMikdash, but nonetheless, people didn't respect them, or they weren't as popular in the eyes of the people, and therefore, there we're required two and not just one.